With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, EB, JP. And right now we're going to do a little impromptu NBA mock draft. Drab, jump on, because you came on during the break.
Yeah.
And you were like, kind of feeling this. Let's do this at 9 o'clock. But we're not going to do the top 10 picks, right? What are we doing exactly?
Well, we're not going to. Remember from the NFL draft, we did a simulator. Mm-hmm. Because the Reds or Washington picked, I don't know, around 50.
Is there a simulator we can use?
Well, there's not for the NBA, but I found just a random one that I know nobody's looked at. I haven't even looked at it, to be honest with you. I just copied and pasted it. So I don't even know who the first 10 picks are, but I will read them off to you.
All right.
And then we'll adjust from there. And also, Linnell just walked in here, and he wants a part of it. So Linnell, we'll start the draft at 9. Linnell will pick for the Kings.
Is Linnell like a huge NBA fan?
He's pretending like he knows about all these prospects.
You think you know all these guys? Linnell, you think you know all these guys?
I definitely know all about these guys. And for the Kings, I'm going to go.
Is this your first radio
by
show?
By the way, you got to kind of set it up. If you're doing the Kings, you got to be like, the Kings have struggled. They missed the playoffs for 7 years in a row, or whatever it is.
Well, you could do
De'Aaron Fox is
you
their
do that for me.
Star point guard.
Yeah.
And they got to set it up a little bit.
Well, yeah.
They drafted the donk from Duke a couple years ago, missed out on Luka.
All right. So this is who's off the board.
All right.
Number one, Cade Cunningham goes to the Pistons.
Mm-hmm. Are we using NFL music?
Sure.
Yeah, right.
All right. We don't have a signature NBA song? Or like a little jingle?
We're doing a lot of stuff on the fly here.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, play some NBA music.
I'm curious. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Jalen Green goes to the Rockets at 2.
All right. That seems standard.
Mobley to the Cavs.
Evan Mobley, all right.
Jalen Suggs to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Gonzaga point guard.
Scotty mm-hmm. Barnes to Orlando.
All right.
Kuminga goes to the Thunder.
Okay.
Warriors take Davion Mitchell, Baylor point guard.
Wow.
I was hoping he was going to slide.
Number 8, Magic take, well, this is surprising, my boy Corey Kispert, Gonzaga.
All right.
By the way, Drab sabotaged us by putting him there.
That's not true. I didn't even look at it.
He knew that everyone wanted to take him, and Drab said, if I can't take him, no one can.
I guess that takes us to 9 with
the
Kings.
So now we're up to the Kings. All right. Tell me something about the Kings that I don't know.
They were garbage. They were garbage last year. They couldn't shoot the ball very well.
They don't play any defense. I know that.
Yeah, they don't play any defense. And with this pick, they're not adding too much defense. I'm going with Franz Wagner, the forward out of Michigan.
What do you like about Wagner?
I love his ability to stretch the floor. He's got the size and all-around skill set to fit pretty much anywhere.
Is he better than his brother?
An appealing option in the back half of the line.
Yes, better than his brother.
Better than Mo.
More versatile than his brother.
Definitely.
All right.
I believe his first name is pronounced Franz.
All right, so who picks now for Memphis? Me? I have the Grizzlies?
You have, the Grizzlies pick at 10.
All right, JP, tell everybody about the Grizzlies.
Ka-cha Marie.
All right,
and
what else?
They traded away. They had Valanciunas, who's a stud.
Mm-hmm.
But they just trade him to OKC. That was just a recent deal. So I think they got Steven Adams now at center. But it's a Ja Morant team.
All right, so I'm going to pick, because this is who the NBADraft.net says, I'm going to take a guy who's another. I mean, Ja Morant brings the ball up, right? I mean,
yep,
he's basically playing point guard.
Point guard.
But for whatever reason, NBADraft.net says they need Josh Giddey, the 6'8 point guard from Australia. I don't know why, They say he's a natural guard. He's got great size, great feel for the game, very high basketball IQ. He doesn't have super the quick first step or anything like that. But basically, he's most highly rated for his passing and for his intangibles. They say he's basically NBA ready. Jump shots, maybe a little suspect, but he's got the size. And I don't know. Maybe they can move Ja, play a little more off ball. I don't know. I guess that's what they're thinking.
I would just think that he'd be a backup.
How old is Josh Giddey?
He's only 18 years old from Melbourne, Australia. So maybe it's just a project to build. But I'm selecting
Josh
Giddey.
But you're on the board. There you go.
There you go.
All right, second, this is the 11th pick. Who's up?
That would be me. I'm picking for the Hornets.
All right.
So the Hornets
need?
What?
What do the Hornets need?
All right. Well, they definitely need some shooting because I believe they're 22nd in the NBA in shooting, even though they were 13th from three-pointers. We might be looking for some big men because I believe after this upcoming season, Cody Zeller and Bismack Biyombo are going to be hitting the free agent market.
Just to let you know, you also might be looking for a point guard because I think LaMelo Ball is... Oh, no, I'm taking Lonzo. LaMelo...
Let the GM handle it, JP. So the way we look at the board here is I'm not that size for some international talent. I want to see a grizzled college vet. That's why we're going to the SEC. And at 19 years old, Moses Moody kind of intrigues us. He's got a 7-foot wingspan, is a great on-ball and off-the-ball defender, averaged 16.8 points a game. His comps are to Glenn Rice, so we're definitely excited about that. We need to work on his three-point shooting a little bit, but I feel like our coaches can handle that. He was only 36% from beyond the arc.
That's not bad.
But, you know, you got a swing man who can play some good defense, puts up close to 17 points a game and 6 rebounds a game. I think he'll start out on the bench, learn the ropes, and he'll make the starting lineup by the All-Star weekend.
All right, you're in. Nice job.
Hey, that's how you do a mock pick on the fly, Valdez.
Nice job, Valdez.
Nice info.
All right, who's picking for San Antonio?
That would be Drab.
Drabby? All right, what's San Antonio's deal?
Well, they got Popovich, who's overrated. He's tanking Team USA. Nothing without Tim Duncan. The Spurs do have a great defense. They were really good on defense last year. They were dead last in three-point attempts and 24th out of 30th in three-point percentage. That means they need a shooter. Some of the good ones are already off the board, so we're scrambling a bit. But I like the quitter. No, not Simone Biles. Jalen Johnson, freshman from Duke. Shot 44% from three-pointer as a freshman. 6'9", they're probably going to lose DeRozan. Fits in nicely in that role. And he's a future star for Popovich.
You know, this is so funny that you say Simone Biles. This is so unfair, right?
I know.
She is a world champion. What, she got 5 gold medals. And, I mean,
she's getting killed.
She's been through hell, right, with the Larry Nassar stuff. I mean, she was one of these gymnasts abused by, you know, the team doctor, right? Horrific story. So she had a tough moment. I said to my kid, yes, I'm being honest. I said to my kid, don't pull a Simone Biles. I said to my other kid, I hope she doesn't pull a Simone Biles. I hope she doesn't choke. Isn't that awful?
That's
awful. But this incident is so big, it's going to last. People are going to say these kind of things. That's going to be the joke.
It will be a joke.
Yeah. Until the
a
next person.
A lot of snide comments.
Even though I admit it's unfair. Yeah.
Like I'd say, you Simone Biles your draft pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my heart wasn't in it, but I'm taking one for the team. All right, who's up next?
All right, so Jalen Johnson off the board.
Drabby, who's
that
up next?
That goes to back to Lurch.
No, I got
No, that's me, bud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. AWOS.
I've got some Warriors.
You guys needed a real NBA guru here on this mock draft, and I'm stepping in for the Indiana Pacers. Here's the big thing with Indiana. We get our guy back. We get Coach Lick Carlisle back in the building, all right? And we are butt-sized. We've got a big three, Sabonis, all right? The big donk down low left. Yeah. He can spin and shoot on anyone. Brogdon's our point guard, and Caris LeVert. From 10 to 15, you got to go for a swing and a home run. You got to get
a
big
Miles
dog.
Miles Turner in their big three?
Miles Turner's, we're looking to trade him, JP. If you're interested, okay. You know my number, okay? And so, look, we have to take a big swing here, and so we're looking between VCU's Nashawn Bones Highland.
VCU?
But that's not the pick. The pick is in. The
kids pick somebody from your alma mater.
We're going with Illinois' first team All-American, Ayo Dosunmu. We call him Batman, and he's going to be rookie of the year.
Why do you like him? What?
Because he wore that silly mask during the NCAA tournament.
All right, but what
How tall is he?
6'5", 195, can jam on anyone. He's improving his three-point shot. We expect him to be able to hit from Steph Curry range in a few years.
Where is he projected to go?
Late first round.
I see 24. Okay. All right. Hey, I like it. But you think he has superstar potential?
Very much superstar potential because of his vertical leap. Big leaper.
So you like the athleticism.
All right. All right. You're in, buddy. Who's that for? That's for Indiana?
For the Pacers.
For the Pacers. They pick a guy 24th ranked.
All right.
Wouldn't Miles Turner be in their big three, though, Jason?
I think so, yes.
Slight oversight.
But he did a lot of research on it. So.
Yeah. My ears are ringing.
I've done about 5 minutes of research for my pick.
All right.
Keep in mind, you already had a draft pick.
Yeah, so I'm picking 14 for the Warriors.
Who did they pick earlier again? They took Mitchell?
Yeah, they took a point guard. Now, right. With the Warriors, obviously they've had a bunch of injuries. And Steve Kerr is over in Tokyo. He's not really paying attention to the team right now. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
He's just trying to help his team win a gold medal. But
Or a medal.
But Klay Thompson obviously being hurt the last couple of years, that kills him. He's on the hook for – the Warriors are on the hook for – 35, 38, 40, and 43 million for Klay Thompson. Okay.
Wow.
Steph Curry will be a free agent after the 22 season. He's going to make 43 and 45 million. Okay. So who knows if they're going to be able to keep all these guys, especially after Curry's free agent year. They did draft James Wiseman last year, the big kid who played for about 10 minutes at Memphis. Okay. So we were looking at Kai Jones out of Texas because he's raw but athletic and might. You know, pair well with Wiseman, but I think they got a plug and play guy who's 6'6", about 200 pounds out of the Pac-12, and is someone that Mr. Bickle likes.
Yep.
He's done a lot of research on him too, and that's Chris Duarte from University of
Oregon.
He's
good, dude. He's actually one of the few guys that I have seen a lot of clips of.
The thing about him is he's older.
A little older, 23.
Yeah, he's 23. And
he's skinny.
But, you know, a lot of these teams are taking teenagers. All right, you took the kid from Australia.
Who's 18.
Yeah, we're going to go Chris Duarte, who is a plug-and-play guy, adds wing depth, and he's a defensive player. Pretty good athlete and can shoot it. I like Chris Duarte. He goes 14 to the Warriors.
All right, so the Wizards are on the clock. I'll be honest, Chris Duarte was my number one. I was looking at him, but what are you going to do? He's off the board.
We stole him.
I like the fact that he went from 41% field goal percentage as a freshman to 53% as a sophomore. And if you look at his three-point stroke, he went from 33% to 42%. But he's off the board.
Correct.
So it comes down to two trades for me. Wizards are looking at potentially Trey Murphy. Power forward at UVA. I'll tell you
What's his deal?
What I like about him is he shot 43% from the three-point arc last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's long. He's around 6'9", 6'10". What I don't like about him is, as a junior, he averaged just 7.6 field goal attempts per game. I want a guy who's a little more aggressive with the rock. So I know he's way down in some draft boards, but I'm looking at Trey Mann from Florida, and this is why. What has become the most popular shot, really, in the NBA the last 3 to 4 years?
Step back three.
Step back threes.
Yeah.
Trey Mann, sophomore from Florida, averaged 16 points per
game. That's his deal.
Shot 41% on step back jumpers. If you look at his numbers... his field goal percentage has gotten better. He's knocking down threes at a 40% clip. And unlike Trey Murphy, he'll take some shots. Now, I don't really love his assist-to-turnover ratio and some of those things, but I'm going to take a stab at a gunner who can knock it down from the outside. Trey Mann, University of Florida for the Washington
Wizards. Well, to be fair on Trey Murphy, when he was at Rice before he transferred to UVA, he did take more shots because they were more up and down. UVA takes about 10 shots a game. So a little bit limited there.
I'm not going to be fair.
Okay.
I'm going to take Trey Mann.
You got your guy. You got Mr. Mann.
Hey,
and by the way, if you trade Bradley Beal, boom, There's your replacement.
Drabby, should we ask listeners who they if they had the pick
right
now?
We can do that after Zim.
Oh, we have Zim next.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but hey,
it's Thursday.
We always last year. I remember in the years past, we always cry that there's never been like a number good eight pick when the Wizards are picking eight. 15 is the sweet spot, and according to our researcher Adam Epstein,
yeah,
there have been some silly 15 picks.
Well, right? Definitely Giannis.
Giannis was 15. Kawhi Leonard was 15. Al Jefferson was 15. Steve Nash was 15.
Yeah, but who in the last 10 years?
Hey, is the pizza here tonight?
Kawhi and Giannis.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
So
we'll see. Supposed to be a deep draft. Supposed to be a deep draft.
Might get a star.
What, so JP, do you envision Trey Mann? Like, is it going to be just like these other guys? Like, he's going to play a little bit his first year.
Probably. Look, if they fit him. Look, I looked at three draft boards. One of them, he wasn't even a projected first rounder. Two of them, he was late in the first round. But I want somebody that can stroke it from the outside.
Do you envision a scenario where he plays with Beal and Westbrook?
Why not? They're playing Neto with him.
Well, they shouldn't have. But yeah.
I understand. No, but he's a potential replacement.
Right. Okay. Maybe he's insurance that they get rid of those guys.
Kind of wanted the guy from Oregon.
Yeah. Duarte?
Yeah.
I told you that's the guy. I was on him. Duarte.
He might go before 15.
But I also actually like this dude from Serbia, Filip Petrušev, but 6'11", played at Gonzaga for a year, but he played in some league. That
my
never
sleeper
heard of last
is
year.
I like the Duke kid just because of athleticism.
Right.
It's freaky.
All right, coming up next, we got Ryan Zimmerman joining us. They've got two games today starting at noon.
We think.
Well, we got to ask them all about what's going on, the trading stuff, the Max.
Strauss.
Yeah, did he get Max a goodbye present?
Is he worried? I mean, I would think Ryan Zimmerman's not going to get traded.
I don't think so.
I wonder. You never know.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
One-year guy.
Yeah.
Free agent next year could help. Somebody.
We'll talk to Ryan Zimmerman from your Washington Nationals next here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. You just heard our impromptu NBA mock draft, which started with the 9th pick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing a Facebook Live, 7 o'clock. Join us tonight, facebook.com/thejunks at 7 p.m. before before the draft, getting you ready for the NBA draft. All right, let's talk to our pal Ryan Zimmerman, Nationals first baseman. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV, and they're an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com. So, Ryan, a lot of things to get into. So I'm not exactly sure where to start. But you know what? I want your personal experience during trade deadlines. Have you ever been nervous that you might be dealt?
No. I mean, I've been obviously pretty lucky to be in one spot the entire time. You know, the beginning of my career when I was younger, I mean, we weren't really doing much trading. I guess you could say we were, you know, we were just trying to rebuild and kind of do some of that. And then after that, signing the deals and being here. And so I've never really had to go through it. You know, but all of us, it's part of the deal. It's part of the business, part of what you learn to go through. It's, you know, it's like when a teammate you've been with for 6 years signed somewhere else, everyone asked if you're going to be okay, if this is, I mean, it's just, you get used to things like that. It's unfortunate sometimes, but at the end of the day, it's a business. And, you know, the people who own these teams and run these teams are going to do what they think's best, not only for this year, but for the future. And that's just how it goes, man. It's part of what you're expected to be able to handle.
Yeah, but you're so unique, man. I mean, like, you're the face of the franchise guy so long here. I got to imagine that you kind of have a wink-wink with Riz. I mean, your family's here. You're giving him a discount. He's not going to ship you off somewhere.
There's got to be a team that could use you
because
you could be a DH in the AL or you can play some first. I mean, you obviously can do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure teams would want him.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, we have rights, too. I mean, if you've been in the league for 10 years and been
10-5
on a team for five straight years, yeah, you can veto any trade. Some guys have no trade in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in their contracts, things like that. So there's certain things.
That's true.
Man, I mean, I think at the end of the day, though, I mean, even if your family's here, or, you know, stuff like that happens all the time. And, you know, I can't say, you know, you really blame either side. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, if Riz were to trade someone, you know, he gets paid to kind of do what he's got to think's right. And, I mean, people disagree all the time, obviously. I'm not saying it's
right.
I'm not saying it's always amicable and thanks for doing that, but you know, it happens, and that's part of being a professional athlete, and it happens in all the sports. And you know, it's one of the more non-glamorous parts of our job that we're not allowed to talk about in public, because then we're just spoiled rich people who complain.
right.
Well, so what if a team like Boston, who you know is going to win their division, or if not, certainly go to the playoffs, wanted you to come in and help, you know, play a little DH, play some first.
You knew
you were going to be in the postseason. Would you veto that? Just because you wanted to stay here?
You're putting him in an awkward spot now, Jason.
No. That's a good question. I'm such a different situation than, I mean, anyone else on our team, for sure. You know, a lot of guys on this team were here in 19. They have a really special connection with the city. You know, but I'm literally, you know, Max is going to pitch somewhere for for years to come. I mean, I think Max is still, I'm not saying I'm not going to play for more years or anything like that, but I came back this year kind of with the understanding of, you know, because there were a couple of teams that called and asked about this year as well before I signed here. So, I mean, I kind of came back with the understanding of, you know, it's either here or I'm pretty much done. So I think I would just kind of carry that mindset on through the trade deadline, but I mean, it is enticing, to be honest with you. I mean, who doesn't want to go play on a team that's going to win and have a chance to win a World Series? I mean,
right.
It would be different not doing it here, but I mean, you can see why people entertain the idea, and it's a tough decision. I mean, everyone wants to win. That's why we play the game.
So frustrating is it for you that a month ago you seem to be in the conversation of a team that could win it all, and then I blame it all on Schwarber's hamstring. It just all fell apart after that.
Yeah. We've been unlucky with some injuries, man. We did a good job kind of dealing with them for a while, and we're, you know, like we've talked about, you know, the last four or five times on this call is you just kind of got to tread water. You got to stay afloat. You got to stay within striking distance. So when your guys get healthy, you know, and you make a run, you can be right back in it. And then it just seemed like we had another couple guys get hurt or, you know, something happened. And, you know, and it's not excuses. It's just part of the season. And, you know, as of right now, we haven't been able to handle it like we have in the past. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but, you know, the guys were still positive. We still come every day trying to win the game and doing all the work that we need to do. And, you know, it's part of being a professional. But, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't think anyone thought this year was going to be like this on, you know, whatever the date is today, almost August 1st. But, you know, sometimes that's how it goes, and you just got to keep going and keep doing whatever you can each day to try and win a game.
So I just want to kind of get inside your head here, like what these next like 6, 8, 10, 12 hours are going to be like for you, just knowing some of your guys are going to be moved. Like, who are your guys? Like, is Max one of your guys? Like, you're texting him from your hotel room about something you're watching, or you know what I mean? Or he's like your locker room buddy? Or like,
I mean, yeah, I mean it's going to sound weird, but I mean our whole team is kind of like that. I mean,
yeah,
we have, you know, we have like a team group text that we. People, you know, share things on and do things. So, I mean, I honestly think that's one of the best qualities of this team and I think more largely this organization and what we've kind of built here is a culture of, you know, everyone hangs out, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a pitcher, a position player, if you're, you know, from Latin America, you know, America, wherever you're from, I think we do a really good job of kind of including everyone and making it a fun team to be on. And so, I mean, anyone who gets dealt, it's going to be weird and tough, but, you know, it is what it is. I think, you know, it's a tough situation for everyone to be in. The players, obviously, because you don't know what you're doing. Riz and the front office and those guys, because, you know, it's their job to always continue to make the organization better. And sometimes that's making tough decisions. That, you know, might be unpopular. Fans might not like them. Players might not like them. But, you know, they have to do what they think is right for the organization. So the trade deadline is always an awkward time for everyone. But, you know, it's also a time that, you know, things can happen that are good for next year or years to follow. So you got to kind of, like we always talk about, keep things positive and look at it in that light, but definitely, you know, a weird time, I'm not going to lie.
All right, so yesterday Aaron Rodgers finally spoke, right? 31 minutes. We played some of the clips today. And I know Rizzo has said that he's consulted guys before. Part of the deal with Aaron is he feels like, you know what, he's reached a level and he's achieved a level where he should be maybe consulted or he should have some input on some things. And I think you've even acknowledged it, that Riz will come to you and say, hey, what do you think about this guy? You think he'd fit in, that sort of thing. What's sort of your take on Aaron and his kind of beef with the organization or maybe why he was a little upset?
Right. We actually talked about it. I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw a couple of things, and I think I have a pretty good idea of what the rift is. But, yeah, I mean, I think, like you said, Riz has asked a bunch of us about more character, I guess, of people that were coming in to make sure that they would fit in. They wouldn't be, you know, poisoned to the clubhouse, things like that. And I'm pretty much, you know, I'm a players guy, but I also, like, I think if you're somewhere, like when these NBA guys demand trades and then they just don't play, I don't understand how. Like, you sign the contract, play the contract. That's what my thought process is. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Aaron Rodgers yesterday, and for me, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, like when you get to that level of being a quarterback in the NFL, he's not now being judged on winning MVPs or anything like that. He's being judged on how many Super Bowls he wins. Let's be honest. I mean, if he doesn't win another Super Bowl in his career, people on, you know, TV that talk about sports are probably going to say Aaron Rodgers was a failure. I mean, right or wrong, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Probably right.
Yeah. I don't know, failure, but they would
I'd
say...
I'd just say underwhelming career, yeah.
Left yeah, some on the
right.
table.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're him, and they haven't drafted literally an offensive weapon since you've been there in any of the first or second rounds, and then instead of doing that last year or 2 years ago, drafted your replacement while they still want you to win, I mean, I can see how he could be sort of upset about that. I mean, you know, the NFL is a tough league, and you got to... you got to continually restock, and you got to get, you know, this guy is doing pretty good stuff with, I'm not saying he doesn't have any weapons, but at least reinvest in maybe one of the best quarterbacks of all time. I mean, you got this guy there. I think that's kind of what my understanding of what his mindset is, you know, instead of helping me, you're drafting my replacement. It's kind of a low blow, but, and then they want him to sign an extension to stay there for 5 years. It just seems backwards, but,
by the way, they finally did draft a receiver in the second round. They took Rodgers out of Clemson. So I don't know if that's going to help or not. Hey, real quick. So you mentioned the injuries, and the injuries have killed you guys. But then now you got the COVID. I mean, it couldn't get any worse, right? Now you got the COVID. Do you know if you guys are playing the 12:05 game today?
I don't know. We have a lineup that came through. I mean, I think they're obviously going to continue testing and kind of do the same thing that we did when this happened at the beginning of the year. You know, I think thankfully for pretty much everyone, nobody's had symptoms. No one's, you know, no one's in a bad spot, I guess, which is the most important thing. Everyone seems to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're one of the most vaccinated teams in the league, I believe. I don't know if that's 100% true, but I mean, we got a lot of guys. We're a very high percentage vaccinated team. So this just kind of shows you that, you know, some of this stuff can happen. We're not going out to rage and parties and things like that. I mean, we're playing baseball and following the rules and doing things like that. So,
are you at the stadium right now, or are you at the hotel?
I'm at the hotel. I'll head over there in probably about 15 or 20 minutes.
So you won't know until you actually get to the park if you guys are playing the early game.
I mean, I think the plan is to play. The only way we wouldn't play is if more people tested positive.
Oh, okay.
Either on the second test we did yesterday or a test today. I mean, that's what I would assume. I don't know the exact protocol.
How are you tested now, Ryan? Are they still sticking a thing up your nose, or are you doing a spit test?
We usually do spit, but when things like this happen, they do both. They do the nose and the spit. But it's a lot gentler nose thing now.
That's good.
I feel like as this has evolved, they've also learned that you don't have to get
up into your brain.
Mucus.
Yeah,
you don't have to get mucus from the brain. The mucus that's on the tip of the nose works just as well, which is great news, because that first stuff, man, that was tough.
One final question: are you bringing a going away present for Max?
Oh, that's a great question. There's so many things that he can get whatever the hell he wants on his own. But
yeah, I understand.
No, but yeah, I mean, Max is. Obviously, I don't have to speak on what type of player Max is, but, you know, he's a great person, unbelievable for this team and this organization. And, you know, even if he does get traded, it doesn't mean he's not going to be here. So I think people, you know, he's a free agent after the year. He gets to choose what he wants to do. So, you know, this is just a situation we're in right now. But, yeah, I mean, I can't say enough good things about Max. It's been a pleasure and an honor to, you know, play behind him for as long as I have. And, he's truly one of the greatest of all time, and, you know, the funnest to watch, man. He's the way he prepares and the way he works, I think, is unmatched, and it's been pretty cool to be behind him. So it'll definitely be weird, but I'm not getting him any gifts.
No, you're not getting him any. We had so much other stuff we could talk about.
But I know they're waving their arms, they're getting all pissed at us, so we got to go to break.
I hope you guys play today at 12. I hope you guys do.
All right, boys.
I love day
all right,
baseball.
Boys. Take care.
Thank you, man. Thank you, buddy.
That's Ryan Zimmerman, presented by Main Street Bank. Main Street Bank, a business-focused community bank serving neighborhoods throughout the DMV, and they are an official partner of the Washington Nationals. Put their team in your office. Visit them at mstreetbank.com.
All right, looks like D.C.'s steamy summer temps we all know and love are here to stay. If you're not sure your residential or commercial cooling system is going to beat the stifling summer heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will make sure you're comfortable all season long. So call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, man.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just had Ryan Zimmerman on, who was fantastic, and they're scheduled to play at noon today. I have to pick up my daughter at
noon. It's up in the air.
I have to pick up my daughter from this soccer camp at noon, and it's weird because I don't really have time to go home and then make it back. I mean, I could, but I'd be home for like 15, 20 minutes. So her camp's over in Avenel. And yesterday I stopped at Chipotle first, killed time there. And then it's just the way I'm programmed. I had to have something sweet. Chipotle, that is a flaw in their game. As far as I know, they don't have desserts. Hmm. So in that little plaza, there's a Vie de France. Mm-hmm. And I walked over there and it's, you know, bakery, whatever, and I get a cookie. It's the basic cookie. I think it was a chocolate chip with macadamia nuts. It was $4.
Wow. Hope it was big. Was it a big one? It
wasn't that big. It was okay.
There's no chance I'd pay $4 for that.
I think
cookie.
It was, I mean, technically it was like $3.72 or something like that, but I couldn't believe it.
No, they're stealing money. $4 cookie. That's ridiculous.
I mean, I understand like at these places like Crumble Cookies, whatever, but you're not usually just buying one, right? I think you usually buy like a
four
box.
Pack. You get the
right,
four
it's
pack.
Like, it's kind of
but
like
it's like $14.
It's kind of like going to a donut place and buying a dozen donuts or whatever. But I just anyway, I don't know. I don't monitor these things, and it is kind of a bakery. Maybe it was a little bit better quality, but it was just stunned. And you know,
there's no cookie on the planet worth $4.
And I'm probably doing it again today because over there by Avenel, unless I've missed a plaza. To kind of kill like an hour and 15 minutes of time, I'm probably going to go over there. And they have a couple of like nice restaurants. I'm not going to go in there.
Get nine holes in.
They've got Chipotle. They've got a Starbucks. They have decent breakfast. They don't have lunches, do they?
Yeah, they always have sandwiches.
They might have salads.
They have like frozen sandwiches or something.
That's probably like a $12 sandwich or something.
Oh, yeah.
Their breakfast sandwich, their sausage, egg, and cheese on a muffin is really good.
I'm going to go to Vie de France, and I'm going to do like a roast beef or something like that. I know you're big on like the like a Reuben.
I love Reubens from Arby's. Now, I have to eat it without the bread these days, but it's still good.
I'll eat the bread. I'll run it off.
I took my daughter to Chick-fil-A, and again, I don't like worship, for lack of a better phrase, Chick-fil-A. Right. I mean, chicken sandwich is a chicken sandwich to me. Yeah. It's fine.
It's good.
But my daughter likes it. She likes their nuggets for whatever reason. You know, mm-hmm. She's like a kid. She eats like your boy.
Dylan.
She eats like Brett.
They're so
like
good, though.
Chicken analyzed nuggets like you wouldn't believe. Yep. There's a certain way she wants her chicken nugget cooked. So we go there. She just got like nuggets and you know, like the nugget meal and like a drink. I got a bottle of water. It was like $13.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was going to guess your bill.
What?
I know.
What was in the nugget meal?
Oh, like 12
was fries.
Nuggets.
That was it?
12 nuggets. They give you those circular fries, whatever they are. Waffle fries.
Waffle fries
even
and a Coke.
Subway.
And a drink. Yeah.
Even Subway. $13. And they changed this. They changed this a while back.
I feel like those prices are going
and
up.
And I love Subway.
Everything's going up.
I love Subway, but Subway used to do the old $5 meal. and they just dropped that campaign. Remember,
hey, you get, I like, think the McDonald's still has $1 menu,
they
right?
They do, but that's like their nubbiest stuff.
That chicken sandwich is...
You know what's funny
spicy
is,
chicken?
Jason, you're a big fish fillet guy, right?
I love fish. I love fillet.
Whatever
fish.
The hell it's called. I've actually never ordered that at McDonald's.
Oh, it's so good.
One Very of my good. Daughter's bits on her TikTok is, and I think she does it every couple of weeks, is she lines up a couple of fast food joints and she gets the worst item on their menu. Like she just Googles it. Least popular and the fish fillet was the McDonald's one.
Filet of fish. I'm surprised. I don't ever order quarter pounders with cheese or Big Macs.
Crabby said he's been basing his weekend around getting the Popeye's nuggets. The new nuggets. Is that what they're calling them? Nuggets?
Yeah.
They're nuggets.
Valdez loved it.
Oh, they're amazing. They're the best nugget I've ever had in my life.
Do you do any sauce on them, like barbecue?
Yeah, actually. I did the Popeye's ranch, and then also I have the leftover Polynesian from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
The best combo that you can do is the Popeye's chicken nugget with the Chick-fil-A Polynesian.
You don't like the Chick-fil-A sauce?
Like
I'm kind of over the Chick-fil-A sauce.
Team Polynesian over the Chick-fil-A sauce.
I still don't like that Buffalo. Is what? It the Buffalo chicken sauce?
Oh, Jason, you said you had them?
I've had them, yeah.
I mean, how would you rate them out of 10?
I don't know. They were good. I still think Chick-fil-A is better.
This is a preview of your...
You think Chick-fil-A's nuggets? Now, I always complain.
The only thing, Popeye's...
I get the grilled nuggets.
Popeye's were bigger.
Yeah.
They're the size of golf balls.
Yeah, the Popeye's, the nuggets are bigger. I just like the taste of Chick-fil-A.
Everyone's talking about the crunch of the Popeye's chicken nugget.
And you've had them already or no? This is your first.
No. I told my wife. She asked me what I wanted for my birthday.
What's your birthday coming up?
My birthday's on Saturday.
What are you going to be, 39 or 40?
39.
Last year in the 30s.
I told my wife I wanted Popeye's chicken nuggets.
Right.
He doesn't ask her to cook like a special meal for him.
So I'm savoring it.
Let's do fast food.
Right.
That's great.
I had the chicken sandwich the other day. First one I've had in like a year.
I'm a little surprised that Jason likes Chick-fil-A better.
Chick-fil-A nuggets?
Yeah.
I'm just a Chick-fil-A guy.
You know what's
I
not
mean, they
bad?
Weren't bad. They were good. I liked them. If I had to choose, I'd probably go Chick-fil-A.
What's not bad, and I don't know if it compares to those, is KFC does popcorn chicken. The reason why I like that is just fried. Like, I've always loved, like, the KFC skin. The skin on your fried chicken is critical.
When you grill on...
You're making me really
when
hungry.
You grill chicken at home, I know you're not a big grill.
I don't really
do. You take the skin off?
No.
What do you mean the skin?
Like, if you buy...
Chicken breast.
All right. We got to get out of here.
I take the skin off.
That is a negative. B. Mitch and Finley up next from training camp. Don't miss it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.